Today's reading begins in chapter 11 of the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they purpose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of the earth. These are the generations of Shem. When Shem was 100 years old, he fathered Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he fathered Arpachshad 500 years and had other sons and daughters. When Arpachshad had lived 35 years, he fathered Shelah. And Arpachshad lived after he fathered Shelah 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Shelah had lived 30 years, he fathered Eber. And Shelah lived after he fathered Eber 403 years and had other sons and daughters. When Eber had lived 34 years, he fathered Peleg. And Eber lived after he fathered Peleg 430 years and had other sons and daughters. When Peleg had lived 30 years, he fathered Reu. And Peleg lived after he fathered Reu 209 years and had other sons and daughters. When Reu had lived 32 years, he fathered Serug. And Reu lived after he fathered Serug 207 years and had other sons and daughters. When Serug had lived 30 years, he fathered Nahor. And Serug lived after he fathered Nahor 200 years and had other sons and daughters. When Nahor had lived 29 years, he fathered Terah. And Nahor lived after he fathered Terah 119 years and had other sons and daughters. When Terah had lived 70 years, he fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah fathered Abram, Nahor, and Haran fathered Lot. Haran died in the presence of his father Terah in the land of his kindred in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram and Nahor took wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, the name of Nahor's wife Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren. She had no children. Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. That concludes our reading for today. Our reading for today is a little bit shorter just because of the way my software divides up the scripture based on context. And so the next chapter starts another context that goes a bit longer, so it divided it up. But just think about this situation with the Tower of Babel. God had told man to go forth, to be fruitful, to multiply, and cover the face of the earth. And instead of doing what God told them to do, they decided that they would all gather together and begin building this city together. Now, there's numerous advantages that they had at this point. They had the advantage that they all spoke the same language. And they all became of one purpose. In other words, I assume that one person comes up with the idea, he convinced the others to get on board. So they had a large workforce, and they had some expertise in making these bricks and mortar, and they began to build this city and this tower. But I want us to be very clear that this was a rebellion against God. They did not want to be dispersed, even though that's what God told them to do. And so that is why God comes down and begins to force them to do what he wanted them to do by confusing their language. And we can understand the idea of wanting to be around people we can communicate with. Can you imagine, for example, living in a home where, let's say, each person spoke a different language. And so the best communication you could hope for would be to point to something and hope they understood that you were talking about, I don't know, you point to a loaf of bread, talking about the bread, something along those lines. That would be the extent of communication that you could do. Well, how long would it be before you began to seek out people who could speak your language? So we understand that idea of, the confusing of languages making us want to separate into clans that would then be able to communicate with one another. And we talked yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, about the monumental task that Noah had of building the ark. And I talked about the monumental task of faithfulness toward God, a task that God equips us for, helps us with, and gives us everything that is needed in order to accomplish that task. Well, here he gave them another task. Just simply be fruitful and multiply. In other words, live your lives. Go out, have kids, make a place for yourself. And they didn't want to do it. And so they were taking on a different task, building this city and building this tower. Remember also that when Noah came off the ark, God told him that all the animals would be afraid of man. So it's not quite even the same as we might think of, for example, the settling of the West in the United States, when people would make their way out west and they had lots of dangers that they would encounter from wild animals and rivers, mountains, those that might try to harm them, kill them, rob them, all of those different things. This was different then because God had set it up where they had everything they needed in order to accomplish what God told them to do, which was go forth, be fruitful, multiply, cover the face of the earth. But they simply didn't want to do that. This was a rebellion. And then we have some more genealogy that's going on. You notice that lifespans start getting shorter. You start out with living 500 years, 400 years, 200 years. They get shorter and shorter. And remember how old Abram was when he finally did have Isaac. So kind of keep that in your mind about those lifespans that are decreasing. And so this genealogy has brought us to the point of Abram, and that's where we're going to start in chapter 12 in our next reading. Thank you for listening today. I hope that these things will help you as you face the day that is coming ahead. I hope that we can focus ourselves on doing the will of the Lord. Sometimes the will of the Lord may not necessarily be the things that we would choose to do, but nonetheless, if we are going to be faithful, we must do as God wills for us. And so we yield ourselves over to Him. We live our life on that path of righteousness, walking in the light, because that is the will of God. Please also continue in prayer that God may be with us all.